Morning walk in Badger on 23rd of June 2007.
It's allowed, eh? Instead of your tripod.
Can we get this?
It's allowed instead of your tripod.
I'll maybe do tomorrow. Yeah.
Ask what we want to hear.
Buddha, in other Kali Yugas, the Yuga Avatar also comes. And he's Pitabarna.
So who is that? In other Kali Yuga, Avatar also come and Pitabarna. Who are they in Kali Yuga?
Kalki. And if needed, other will come.
But Kalki does not teach Nam Sankirtan.
Eh?
Kalki Nam Sankirtan, he is not teaching.
But Kalki never teaches Nam Sankirtan. Well, what is the
no,
Yuga Dharma?
He only cuts.
Chop their head.
But who is teaching Yuga Dharma in other Kali Yuga?
Kornarayan.
In Kali Yuga, Yuga Dharma is Hari Nam Sankirtan. If Kalki will not teach
not.
Yuga Dharma, then who will teach
no.
Yuga Dharma?
If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not coming, not.
No, Yuga Avatar.
No.
How? No. Kali Yuga, Yuga Dharma prachar habe na Nam Kirtan?
Om, Vishnu will do.
Yeah.
Vishnu will do.
In golden complexion.
Yeah.
With golden color.
Yeah.
Pitvarana.
Vishnu the Kalki rupe asala, onno ke asbe, se prachar korbe ke?
Na golden color. On any may come. But Kalki only cutting and making Satyayu.
Chop them up, chop them up.
Eat them up. When Kalki kills so many, do they get liberation?
Kalki yara kaatbe tara ki mukti pe jabe?
Yeah, certainly. Because he is
Vishnu Tattva.
Vishnu Tattva. Not Sakta Vish.
Gurudev, they say that in Kali Yuga, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't come, there comes a Vishnu incarnation, golden color, that preaches. Harinama, it's true?
He may be yellow color. Gurudev already said he may be yellow color.
But Gurudev, then question rise, why Kamsa had to come again? Mukti Pradata Sarvesam Vishnureva No Sansaya. So Kalnemi already got killed by Vishnu. Why he had to come again to get killed?
Bolche Kalnemi to Vishnu tar age bodh hoye gelen. Abar uni Kamsa rupe keno elo Kalnemi?
If he got kokhon bodh hoye Kalnemi got liberation, why again he has to come as Kamsa?
Kalnemi, who killed?
Vishnu.
When?
In the beginning.
In beginning, Kalnemi not was killed by Vishnu. Vishnu?
Yeah, eighth canto.
Huh?
Eighth canto.
Yeah.
He was killed by yeah. Vishnu.
Yeah.
Oh, Hanuman.
I don't know.
But all...
But like...
Jai Vijay.
Yeah, Jai Vijay.
Maybe Jai Vijay.
Yeah.
They were killed by...
No, Jai Vijay not Kamsa.
Nisimhadev,
no, I know.
Ramchandra, but they will...
Three times.
No, but Kamsa is not Jai Vijay. Shishupal Dantabhakta, Hiranyakshirinakasipu, Raval Kumbhakarna.
But same idea, that he comes two times or three times.
Mm-hmm.
And Krishna is independent. He can do anything he likes.
To perform his pastimes
in any form, he may do anything. That is why it has been written. You can count the
sand,
dust, the
particles of sand,
particles of
sand
in whole universe.
But yeah. None
and you can count the
stars
and
the waves in the ocean.
But you cannot. Brahma telling. Jananti eva janantu, na me bhaktu apuna.
Manasa bochisa vapi, vaibhavam tava gocharam.
Srila Gurudev, for continuing with 11th canto, which part do you want to cover next? Because 11th canto is very big.
Udav Samvad, Gurudev Samvad.
Oh, in brief, I will do all. Especially, Uddhav and Krishna Sambhad, in brief.
Mm-hmm.
But only importance.
Mm-hmm. The 24 Prominent. Gurus also there.
24 gurus. Uh-huh. And Krishna has told so many things about ashram and varna dharma.
Mm-hmm.
We will do. Mm-hmm. For grihastha, for tyagis. That he has told Ururva and others, very high class of.
When will your translations come for the 10th, of the 11th, and the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam?
What? When your.
Kahan Bhagavatam, dosham ekadash dadash asbe translation apnar.
Oh, it will take time.
Take some time.
First Hindi.
Mm. But work is going on. We have continued 10th canto and also other canto. In 1 year?
No, 1 year not possible.
We'll try. First 10th and then gradually others. What Swamiji has left remnant, I should do.
You give your commentary on all 10th canto, 11th?
12th? All. Not my country.
Vishwanath Chakra.
And somewhere my
opinion. Not every sloka, some.
Perfect.
There is needed prominence.
East front of Aristanasana Prabhu.
Oh, very good. Disciple of Srila Bhakti.
Yes. So, his name Maharishi.
You remember maybe in Holland, he had Srila Prabhupada's passport and he showed you.
Original?
Yes.
Whole night, preparing
till midnight, 1 o'clock. Then I took nap. I woke up at 4.
What's the passport?
Last night in your class, you spoke that in Kali Yuga, we're not responsible for, in the mind, bad things.
Yeah.
In the Manashiksha, in one of your purports, you have written that because of offenses in the mind, we can expect it will take many lifetimes to attain perfection. How do we reconcile this? Are we responsible for offenses in the mind?
I'll tell him. He's saying there are two things.
He's saying that you mentioned yesterday that in Kali Yuga, if someone is thinking of committing any sin in his mind, there's no reaction. But on the converse, if he thinks of doing something good, he gets benefit from that. He gets some fruits. But he's saying that in Manasiksha, you have mentioned that if one commits offenses in the mind, aparad, then for many lifetimes he cannot attain Krishna Prem by offenses. So
it has been told to be careful, manashiksha. But really, in all other Purans, I see that it has been told. If you are thinking good, bad, even it will not affect. But if you will do like cutting anyone or anything, then it will fruit. But good things, if you think in mind, it will fruit.
When you say manas papa, hoy na papa. Papa er katha, aparad er katha, bala hoy na.
Oi pap, not
offense, any sin.
Only sin.
But if you.
But if anyone thinking aparad,
offense,
then he may do
aparad
in prakat,
in action
also. So it has been told. This should not. Even manasapihi anishwara. Mm-hmm. By mind, you should not do like rash.
Yeah. Imitate. So, Guru, if we
think about sin in the mind, still we will become unhappy.
We should not
think about it.
But even it will not affect. It's fruit you'll have not to suffer. But no it karma. May be that by mind thinking, you will do.
Yes.
So we should be careful.
So mental sin, no reaction.
No reaction.
But mental aparad,
yes.
Some reaction.
Yes.
Yeah. What about envy? Aparad is different.
Different from
very dangerous.
Maharaj, I don't
just
understand.
Like in the six types of Vaishnav aparad, there are six types of Vaishnav aparad. One of them is that you are not happy to see the Vaishnava.
Yes.
That is in the mind.
If I think about that, that's a sin.
Only thinking I'm not happy to see him. Or you are also angry against the Vaishnava.
In my mind, that's an aparad.
What about doubt, Maharaj? Doubt?
Doubt.
Doubt also bad. Sanshaya atma vinashati.
Gopadev has come.
Who?
From Miami.
No, he was here.
He was here. So many days he's been here.
So many days.
Every day he's in class.
Mahabodhi's brother.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, attending every day class. He came in my class also. I have seen both day.
He likes to hear.
Very good. He went also in Govardhan.
Yes.
You have been India, in India? Oh, you?
Yeah. Yes, Gurudev.
Very good.
He wants red cloth.
Chalo.
Maharaj, quick question. Can you just give me your interpretation or your understanding of the difference between aparad and sin? After.
Aparad means offense against the holy name, or against, it may not be sinful, but it's more, to criticize a devotee, for example, is not simple activity, but it's very offensive. To doubt the spiritual master is not simple activity, but it's very offensive. So holy name won't come to that tongue which is committing these offenses, to that person who's committing these offenses.
So even within the mind, you can be offensive but not sinful?
Yeah. For example, chanting inattentively. While you're chanting Hare Krishna, thinking about family, thinking about sense gratification. This is not sinful, but it's aparad, namaparad, ninth offense, tenth offense.
Okay.
You have to study the ten offenses against the holy name.
So sin is something, it's an act of commission, and it's karmic, but aparad is not.
Yeah. Like killing somebody. So this is against Vedic Shastra. Kill, and you'll get some karmic reaction. There's no karmic reaction if you doubt the spiritual master, but big offense. Okay, that's good.
Gurudev, in the Vaikuntha planet.
Let breathing fast.
In the Vaikuntha planet, when the soul achieves perfection, they get Samipya, Salokya, Sarupya. Do they have female forms also? Do they get female forms also? Or just male forms as Lord as
Where?
Lord in Vaikuntha.
In Vaikuntha he's
yes,
asking
both form.
He's asking that
What is the answer?
Well, I can only guess, Srila Gurudev, because I've never heard. But I would say that it's possible.
Not possible, yes.
Possible for them to get either male or female form.
If that is the case, I am speculating, but do they have marriage? Do they marry each other? Do they reproduce? Some devotee told me that actually
there is transcendental family life
these
in my
questions course. Are not questions really, and we should not think all these things. Oh, what is real we see in Shastra, we should discuss all these things.
He's describing in Srimad Bhagavatam, I think third canto maybe, second or third canto, when Lord Brahma sees Vaikuntha. He has vision of Vaikuntha. And there is all described how the residents of Vaikuntha, both male and female, they are riding together on the swan flower airplanes. And they're sitting side by side. They are very beautiful, but there is no mundane lust, sex desire, anything. There
is no marriage, but like in Golok Vrindavan, Krishna and Gopis has no marriage. Even in Dwarkapuri, in Golok, no marriage. Always.
They're eternal.
Eternal they are. When they will do.
And mundane idea only
if
in material world.
Birth. And then gradually from Balyavastha.
Young age.
To young.
Teenage.
And then marriage. But no birth, no death, nothing is there.
But all mundane idea in this material world.
And in Baum Leela, Srila Gurudev, in Baum Leela, then Baum Leela.
Bhoma Leela.
Bhoma.
Then the sadhak jeev, who has now reached perfection, he has opportunity to take birth from womb of Brajagopi. But in Nityadham,
no birth. Only one Kishore
age. Shiva Gurudev.
Oh, one more question on this.
Okay.
Yeah, yesterday, we were speaking about Brihad Bhagavatamritam, and the question, if there is any evidence in Shastra, any evidence that from there, from Vaikuntha or Goloka, Jeev has fallen down, come here. So one devotee was telling that he was questioning this. In ISKCON, there was one scholar, Kushakrata Prabhu. He passed away. He translated many books. He asked him one day, is there any evidence in Shastra that shows that Jeev has come down from there? And he said, yes, in Sanatan, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it shows that when Gopakumar returns to Goloka, then Krishna receives him. Oh, my friend, you were lost for so long. Where were you? So he says, this is the evidence that the Jiva left Krishna's Leela. Now he's returning.
No. Sanatana Goswami has done himself explanation.
Mm-hmm.
They should read that explanation.
Not the translation.
Mm-hmm.
Gita, Bhagavat, all are evidence for that.
Jadgatva na nivartanti tadhama paramam mama. Going here, not return ever. This is my eternal abode.
And it may be that like Krishna, he came from Vaikunth, Golok. His associates all. But we see that here they have birth. But really to play.
Yoga Maya.
So anyone like that, they may come from there and play like that. That they have come from Vaikuntha and again they have gone. But for not all, for liberated person.
Even Radhika is telling to Lolita, who is this boy? I never seen him. Who is this?
It means not that Krishna was not before.
Srila Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada told not to
try to learn Sanskrit, because then you get a little bit knowledge, then you make so much mistake, because this is not translation, this is revelation from the mind of sadhu.
A little learning is a dangerous thing.
That's why he is making mistake, because he is not doing sadhu bhasha, he is doing...
It is for ignorant persons, especially for Western countries. They will have to do a lot to learn Sanskrit. But in India, from beginning, they learn Sanskrit. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Maha Maha Mahopadhyaya, for his birth, he was a scholar. So for them, not bad. They can do.
But Gurudev, question comes with Srila Vidhananda Maharaj. I just had a couple weeks back discussion. There is no evidence of Tulasi Maharani's from Brahma Vaivarta Puran, any other reference. What? That's why he wrote in his book of Jiva's falling with the GVC published.
No falling. Coming, not coming from Golok Vrindavan. Never.
But he said this is his translation
never,
from
never,
Sanskrit.
Never.
The Swami also wrote, he never comes.
Conclusion is...
To confirm what you said for pastime, to confirm what you were saying for pastime purpose, that the story of Jalasandar and Tulsi, that he comes from the spiritual world to perform...
What harm? They are coming here to play.
To play?
Yes.
They are not...
They are Nityasiddha.
It's not their calling. It's Nityasiddha.
Jalandhar was also manifestation of
himself.
Guru Maharaj
said, in Kali Yuga,
someone
is taking initiation in Kali Yuga. It's not anymore Kali Yuga, it's Satya Yuga. And anything he's thinking bad, he has a reaction for that.
Was he in Kali Yuga, someone thinking good, then he's in Satya Yuga. And if anything is thinking bad, then it's not good.
Because he has taken initiation. He is saying,
Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj told, after the Jiva gets Diksha from bona fide Guru, then he is not in a Kali Yuga, he is in a Satya Yuga. And if he is thinking bad thought, he will get some reaction. What is your
opinion? He has told, okay, but we'll have to think something more. What he told, again, you should tell.
He said that Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj told, if the Jiva accepts Diksha from bona fide Acharya, then his consciousness is not in Kali Yuga, but now Satya Yuga.
But why? Qualified Guru was Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. And he gave sannyas. And then they were marrying and left everything. No Tulsi Mala, no country, nothing. Then how they are in Satya Yuga? How?
Good point.
In that state. Yeah. Oh, there's never a moment when Gurudev is not in that perfect, you know, perfectly focused in full realization of the Absolute Truth. And anything that he encounters, any person, any circumstance that is thrown at him, oh, he's situated like an immovable mountain. You know, I remember when Gurudev first came, the first time to America in Los Angeles, 1996, and we went on a morning walk with him. So this was just after he had come from Holland, England, and Houston, and encountered all along the way the first real offensive papers coming from the GBC and opposition from them and, you know, mistreatment by them, all of this. So when Gurudev came after the morning walk and sat down, and we were sitting around him, little darshan, then Srila Gurudev was being asked about this circumstance. Oh, they're doing this and this to you, Gurudev, and this is so horrible and all of this. And Srila Gurudev was sitting up on the sofa. I was sitting below him, and I'm looking up at him. And he says, I am like the Himalayan mountains. He says, none of this can affect me. And when I was looking up at him, it was like looking up at a, you know, grand mountain, you know, his countenance, you know. But really, it's just it's a simple fact that anyone that has been in Srila Gurudev's presence, you know, year after year after year after year, and heard from him and seen him in all circumstances, then it's very, 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 very obvious. It's not a hidden quality. His quality of being completely aloof and completely kshantir, tolerant of any circumstance, cannot be moved, you know? Only someone who's fully, fully situated in the supreme reality, then they cannot be affected, they cannot be swayed by any external circumstance.
So, unlike us, his advancement isn't theoretical.
Yeah,
he's really doing it.
You know, there's a verse in the 11th canto, which is quoted from Srila Sridhar Swami, the original commentator on Bhagavatam. And when I read this verse, it's quoted in one of the purports. And Sridhar Swami is saying that there's two ways by which one can recognize, you know, the quality of a Vaishnava. Only two ways. It's like sometimes we say, oh, well, it takes a Mahabhagwat to recognize a Mahabhagwat, right? From some angles, yes. But also, it is possible to recognize the Vaishnavata of a Vaishnava. Mm-hmm. Now, appreciating that and really penetrating and understanding that, that's another thing. But to be able to recognize, there's two ways, he said. One, you have to hear and hear and hear again his Harikatha. Mm-hmm. And second, you have to observe his character.
Yes.
When you observe the character, how he behaves, how he talks. That's why in the 11th canto, what we had on the first day, Maharaj Nimi is asking that question.
Better get ahead. So.
Don't.
Sir Gurudev.
Thank you, not to block the sun, please. Don't block the sun for Gurudev.
All sounds. Oh, they are going.
What? Can I just clarify? That they were quoting before, that my Guru Maharaj Srila Gaurgavinda Maharaj was saying that. He quoted this many times. I think it's from Jiva Goswami that if we take Diksha in Mahaprabhu's line, then this exemption where we don't get a reaction in our mind does not apply. We are effectively in Satya Yuga.
Oh, we can reconcile it.
Oh.
Mm. Huh? Diksha are of two kinds. Mm. Vidvadruri, avidvadruri.
Formality and vidvadruri. Anusthaniki and vidvadruri.
Understand?
Yes.
If not Vidvat Rudhi, in real sense, Diksha is not there. He realizes the relation with Krishna. And all his offenses and unearth goes away. This is real Diksha.
Yes.
But generally, it is not. In Kali Yuga, very rare. So, we see that even he has taken Diksha, but not realized and not his all offenses and anartha has gone, then it is not Vidvad Rudhi. So, their Diksha is not correct. They have entered in
Diksha class, initiation class.
School of
Diksha. So, they can do nonsense. But those who have Vidvadruri, they will never fall, no anything bad will come in their mind,
and they will progress.
I was trying to reconcile also because I was thinking if I got reaction for everything in my mind, I would be finished.
Gurudev.
Shripad Damodar Maharaj was giving class yesterday about Chaitanya Leela. And this question has come into my mind. When we read Chaitanya, my Guru Maharaj said Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Chaitanya Charitamrita is so much more sweet. Chaitanya Bhagavat is more awe and reverence. But.
No.
No.
You are telling opposite.
You got to mix that up. Shiva Gurudev would never say that.
Krishnadas Kaviraj has written that Chaitanya Bhagavatkar
Vrindavan Das Thakur,
he is Vyas. I am taking something remnant his. He has fully written the sweet pastimes of Krishna,
Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. Not in theory, no Siddhant, not so much.
Siddhant, they are not deep Siddhant.
He has not given importance of Siddhant.
Deep Siddhant.
But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he had given
emphasis in deep Siddhant.
So you should not think like that.
So in Chaitanya Bhagavat, in Navadvip Leelas, it's more sweetness, more.
Yeah.
That is why.
Yes.
That is why.
Leela.
Only Leela.
Leela Katha.
There Siddhant in Puri and more Siddhant in Godavari.
Srila Gurudev, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya and did Pinda for his father, then came back to Navadvip. How many years he doing Sankirtan in Navadvip before taking sannyas?
Up till the age of 24.
Now his question, how many years he did?
It has not written, but you should know that at the age of 24, he did Navadvip Leela. At the time of birth, he could not do anything. Balya Leela, Pauganda Leela, and after that he went to Gaya. In the gap, he did Sankirtan.
And even Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur never mentioned in what is her age that he went this, he went do, he not mentioned.
Some people like saying 11 months, some people saying 3 years.
Like in Bhagavatam, it mentioned.
What is the use of thinking this? Any? Then why?
Netalila.
Why you
why you thinking bothering your mind?
Shishupal was a Vishnu Tattva.
Who told? No.
Who told?
Jalandhar.
Not Vishnu Tattva. No, manifestation of Krishna.
Manifestation of Vishnu.
Gurudev.
Like all sakhas, all are their manifestation of Baladev Prabhu in Braj.
I have one question, Gurudev. Devotees try to take that.
Yes.
Devotees try to take ashes of devotees' dead body to Ganges or Vrindavan. But what is the connection between the soul and ash? I don't know what it does. If the ash is thrown into the Ganges or the holy place, will it do any good to the soul?
Someone has already left. And then what is the relation between the dead body and the
soul? There is he must benefit. It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, the son of Sagar Maharaj, when Indra thought that Sagar Maharaj is doing so much austerity, he may take my position and he will be king of heavenly planet. So I have to destroy him. So he stolen his horse, and hide Kapil Muni ashram. Then his son went to search everywhere. They found there and they abuse him. Then he looked towards them, then they turned into ashes. But when by the effort of his descendants, they brought Ganges, the touch of it that this so many thousand years before they finished, nothing was there, still some smell of bone, then they got liberated.
So Ganges is the feed bath water of Vamandev. It's so powerful. Even thousands of years after also it touch with Ganges, they'll get so much benefit.
Because those who are dead, they are not liberated. They have some
attachment, attachment of body.
Connection. Thinking of their body, even it has become
ashes, turn into ashes.
But he is connected. That is why.
So Ganga is so powerful, they'll get benefit.
Chalo.
Chalo bhai, chalo, Guru Varga, chalo.
For a devotee, in order to come from Nivritti Mark to Pravritti Mark,
no, Pravritti Mark to
Nivritti Mark, you should follow Vedic and Tantric rules and regulations. Could you please say something more about Tantric rules and regulations, Vaishnava Tantra, and how to Diksha and Archan? How to...
You told that in Bhagavatam you explained that in Bhagavad mentioned like Vibaho and marriage and others for Pravritti to Nivritti. So you told you have to follow Vedic and Tantric philosophy. So can you explain a little bit about Tantra, Vaishnava Tantra?
Vaishnava Tantra means Narad. And
Narad Pancharatra, Gautamiya Tantra,
Parashar Tantra,
Gautamiya Tantra,
Gautamiya Tantra. They have written. Like Vyas written. Wrote Bhagavatam, and in this, how Diksha will be taken, how we will do archan of deities, all these are described. So, Vaidiki means like Upanishad training, and Tantriki, mane all these things. We should follow both. Our Goswami has reconciled them and they have told to follow both. So we follow both. Tantriki also. Tantriki means Diksha and all Archan, everything.
Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj is taken through Tantra, also Vaishnava.
Yes.
So how to, it's a prayers of Lord Shiva to Srimati Radhika.
What?
Why is it?
The Lord Shiva pray to Radhika, Radha Kripa Kataksha Stavaraj. It is also from any Tantra.
I don't know if Shankar has prayed. This is Tantra. But coming from ancient time. Exactly who had, I think Narad made has done.
Narad.
I want to ask some question. Prabhu.
Gurudev, what is the meaning of Tantra?
Tantra artha ki? What is the meaning of Tantra?
Definition.
What definition?
Tantra. Tantra means gyan, knowledge. Pancha ratrik, five kinds of knowledge. Where it is called Pancharatra.
Regarding Pravritti Marg and Nivritti Marg, in the Vedas, both pathways are there. So some devotees, they are thinking that unless I go on Pravritti Marg and I try to enjoy and try to satisfy my material desires, then I cannot come onto Nivritti Marg.
They are foolish and ignorant. But because not in this, lakhs and lakhs from lifetime. Species of life and human, they are testing all these things.
Already tried to enjoy.
So, no need of all this.
Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur had so many disciples and they took renounce order. But according to Veda, it mentioned Brahmacharya Ashram, Garhastha Ashram, Vanprastha Ashram, Sannyasa Ashram. They are not going all through. From Brahmachari, they took Sannyasa from Saraswati Thakur. Is the proper or not?
Brahmachari also they can take.
Yes.
No need of that.
Same way,
oh,
no need
they
to
will grihastha and then banprastha then.
No need to go pravitti marga at all.
Another question that comes in many devotees' minds, they are thinking that, oh, I am from Western countries, so many bad samskaras from this life prior to coming to Vaishnav life, so I must act according to those to those other samskaras. I have so many material desires. If I try to take brahmacharya or sannyas now, it will be artificial and I will maybe fall down because I have not tried to fulfill my desires. Oh,
this is also not good idea.
Jogai Mathai, they are so bad impression. They are more bad impression than Jogai Mathai. If they can get good benefit, why the Western devotee cannot?
By Sadhu Sangh, oh, miracle will be done.
And you also from Western culture, you are not falling down. How they can think I will fall down?
What?
You are from Western culture, there are so many sannyasis with Gurudev, they are not falling down, how they can think we will fall down?
No, but then they will say, oh, but most of those sannyasis, they are older and only they have already they gone through household
enjoy
life.
This is the thing. Mm-hmm. Only they want to enjoy. Mm-hmm. They don't know that we are eternal servant of Krishna. Mm-hmm. And here is no happiness, they don't know, ignorant persons. Mm. So, no value of their
opinion.
I wasted 25 years of my life because of no Sadhu Sangha. After Swamiji left, then you picked me up and put me on the right path.
Yes.
I am so indebted.
You are the miracle worker.
Nice.
Shukru Deva Ki
Jai.
So much Sadhu Sangha, why you don't have?
Again, sir.
Yeah, so I can fulfill your orders to make it profitable and maintain it for your safety.
How you ball with the exercise now?
Second plus.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not?